You may never have heard of the Boundary Waters watchdog group called the International Joint Commission, although it has existed for more than a century. A treaty established the advisory group representing Canada and the United States in order to prevent conflicts, including over the Great Lakes. This morning, the commission is issuing a report 3 years in the making. It reviews challenges facing the Great Lakes Basin, including invasive species and pollution, and hopes to influence policymakers on both sides of the border to take further action. We spoke with a U.S. commissioner who shared highlights of the report. Lana Pollock has looked at Great Lakes issues through different lenses over her career. In the 1980s and early 90s, she was a Michigan State Senator. Later, she presided over the Michigan Environmental Council. Then in 2010, Pollock was appointed chair of the U.S. section of the International Joint Commission, or IJC. Pollock says its three-year deep dive into what ails and what's improving in the Great Lakes has been eye-opening. The Joint Commission gathered the latest science and talked with residents on the U.S. and Canadian side of the basin. Pollock says the resulting 180-plus page report hones in on what ends up in the lakes that has no business being there. She says in part it's caused by governments that haven't kept up with infrastructure.
We looked at the increasing intensity of storms and stormwater runoff and the impact that has in many cities that don't have the infrastructure to handle that kind of runoff, and a lot of sewage, massive amounts of sewage, untreated raw sewage or partially treated sewage, gets dumped into each of the Great Lakes. That's very high on the list.
Pollock says the report acknowledges efforts to reduce phosphorus that finds its way into streams that feed into the basin and directly into the Great Lakes. Yet she says efforts must be more aggressive.
These are things that people actually understand. You don't need a PhD in bioscience to know that it's wrong to allow and not penalize farmers who spread manure on frozen ground. The voluntary programs don't work.
According to the IJC report, a growing list of toxic pollutants threaten humans, wildlife, and aquatic organisms.
And in that case, the report turns to what we call extended producer responsibility, which turns the responsibility for the contaminant back to the producer of the product, who then are encouraged to, by virtue of that economic incentive, to find alternative products that may not have the kind of negative health impacts.
The report calls on Great Lakes governments to accelerate efforts and set long-term visionary goals to prevent further harm. Yet Pollock does not paint a gloom and doom picture. Not long ago, advocates feared President Trump would eliminate a program called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI, that has fueled more than 3,000 projects. Pollock says a bipartisan voice rose to continue the GLRI.
Because Republican legislators and Democratic legislators alike understand the importance of the Great Lakes to the quality of life, the public health, and the economy of their individual districts.
Ultimately, Pollock believes the fate of the Great Lakes rests with the passion and voices of citizens who share the basin. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.